This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
That rich man is in hell and pleading that someone talk to the lost. What are you doing? You say you're a Christian, you believe in Christ, but the question was, do you believe in hell? If you believe in hell, one of the known atheists said this statement, and I want you to listen to it. Now, this is an atheist. He said, if I believe in hell as much as you do, I would crawl across broken glass and tell people about Christ. What are you doing? Are you telling people about Christ, or are you sitting in your comfort zone and don't want to be shaken up? The question, like the title says, hell, do you really believe it? If you really believe that this is a place of torment that Jesus talked about, what are you going to do? You cannot sit still knowing that people are dropping off into this place where the fire is not quenched. Everlasting fire, wailing, weeping, and gnashing of teeth, darkness, the worm dieth not, torment, and everlasting punishment, and call yourself a Christian. You can't do it. Matter of fact, the Bible says the love of Christ constraineth me. And we know it does because God gave His only Son to die on that cross and rose again. Romans chapter 5, 8 says this, but God commended His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I'm telling you today, from God's Word, that you only get to heaven by believing in the finished works of Christ Jesus. And I'm telling you what Jesus said. Jesus said, I tell you, nay, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. A lot of people add a lot of stuff to salvation. The simple fact is belief in Christ saves you. That belief includes repentance. It's not separated. It is impossible to say that you believe in Christ and don't repent. That's nonsense. You don't know what you're talking about. Because if you believe in Christ, you understand that you are a sinner and you can't save yourself. You understand that God sent Jesus Christ. He said, for all of your righteousnesses are filthy rags. So nothing we can do can get us into heaven. We are only accepted into heaven when we accept the gift that God has given us, and that is Jesus Christ, the perfect Lamb of God that shed His blood and was buried and on the third day rose from the grave. That's what saved you. Hell, do you really believe it? Well, the question is, if you really believe in hell, if you're not into the body of Christ, that's where you're going. Jesus is warning us in over 70 verses in the New Testament alone. We didn't even touch many verses of the Old Testament. Jesus wants you to go to heaven, not to hell. It is a terrible place. He simply wants you to tell others about Him. As we see that the poor man was in the bosom of Abraham. He was in heaven. He was comforted. The Bible says he was comforted now, but the rich man is tormented. Wow. What are you going to do with what you know today? Do you really believe in hell? You know, a lot of people say, hey, we believe in heaven, think everybody's going there. Jesus Christ was clear here. Everybody's not going there. You only get there by accepting Him as your personal Savior. I pray that you take this message today and look into these scriptures and do a deeper study. I don't know everything about hell, but one thing I do know is what God has given me, and I believe that. So get into God's Word and study it. And ask yourself the question, hell, do you really believe in?
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.